Thank you and good afternoon. The top item on the agenda for the October 21st Board of Supervisors meeting was a memorandum of understanding between the county, the Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization, and the county employees represented by the American Federation of State and County Employees. The county reached an agreement with about 2,000 employees on a one-time payment of $704 to each employee along with a floating holiday. The money, which has already been issued to deputies and will be paid to other employees in the coming weeks, is a one-time non-PERS-related payment for updated education and training and was a part of the mediated settlement between the county and its employees. Union representatives were asking for ongoing yearly raises, and the payment authorized by the supervisors was agreed to instead. Total cost to the county is just over $1.1 million, with $247,000 coming from the general fund. The election on Tuesday will feature much more than the list of candidates running for local, state, and federal offices. It will also contain a list of local and state ballot measures. In our region, there are 19 local ballot measures for voters to decide on, 11 in Humboldt County and 8 in Mendocino County. One of those ballot measures is shared by both counties, Measure X, which would authorize the Southern Humboldt School District to increase its debt by issuing $10 million in general obligation bonds. The district estimates that the additional annual property tax rate required to repay those bonds to be $43 per $100,000 of assessed value. Measure X will need a supermajority of 55% to pass, and voters in Southern Humboldt and Northern Mendocino will see the measure on their ballots. In addition to Measure X, Mendocino County voters will be asked to approve Measure Q, another school bond, this time for the Laytonville School District. The district wants to use $5.5 million in general purpose bonds, and the revenue is embarked for the modernization of school facilities, the installation of renewable energy upgrades, and the construction and repair of classrooms. Mendocino voters will also vote on whether or not to approve a community bill of rights that would ban fracking in the county through the passage of Measure S. If passed, the measure would establish the rights of residents to maintain a clean ecosystem and clean water by banning the use of chemicals and techniques used in the fracking process. Mendocino voters will also vote on a fire protection parcel tax, a fire equipment sales tax measure in Fort Bragg, and a Ukiah sales tax extension. The safety warnings to parents and children who plan on heading out tonight for some trick-or-treating fun have been issued, and now the folks who will be driving tonight and throughout the weekend are being warned as well. The Avoid the 8 Anti-DUI Task Force will be out on county roads this weekend with a focus on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from the roadways. Task Force Coordinator Sergeant Charles Ellebreck of Fortuna PD wants those who are heading out for a party and who plan on taking a motor vehicle to use a designated driver. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You are listening to KINS News and Information. Voters who head to the polls on Tuesday will have more than just elected officials to choose. Voters in Humboldt County will also have 11 ballot measures to vote on, and in Del Norte County, the future of the Del Norte County Fair could be at stake. Del Norte County voters are being asked to pass Measure F, an initiative that would raise the county sales tax by 0.25% on all purchases, and tax would sunset after 7 years. The revenue raised would be helped to maintain the Del Norte County Fair and to keep the fairgrounds open in the face of lack of funding from Sacramento. Supporters of the measure believe that the sales tax hike will allow the fair and the fairgrounds to remain open and in operation for decades, and cite the fact that the annual county fairs pumps in about $4 million to the local economy each year. Measure F is a tax hike, and that means it will take a supermajority to pass. One state proposition would build upon a bill passed by the legislature, Assembly Bill 277. A yes vote on Prop 48 would ratify two gaming compacts between the North Fork Rancheria of the Mono Indians and the Wiat Tribe. If passed, the proposition would allow the North Fork Tribe to build a casino in the Central Valley, and a no vote would be a vote to overturn Assembly Bill 277. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.